Hola, ¿cómo estás? ¿Ya bien? Welcome. My name is Shadon Al-Kashif, and this is the Always Choose Love show. So, welcome, welcome. What up, Justin? If you want to hop on, you can hop on just to talk. Because, look, Justin is in this video. So, Love is Longevity. We did a podcast show. Actually, we did a podcast, not a show, because I'm calling it a show, a day ago. He talked about love is longevity. And the reason I'm hopping on here is it's going to be very brief, but this is going to be the introduction to the podcast that's coming out tonight. So I'm going to try something new. It is February 1st, 2023. It is the month of love. So we're going to have lovergrams, okay? If you go to my website, shadinelkashif.com, shadinelkashief. There are going to be lovergrams, and that is an imitation of Instagram slash Andygrams, because imitation is the highest form of flattery, and success leaves clues. So I'm doing things my way, slash I'm imitating other people that have impacted other people. So for instance, I do hard things such as David Goggins, for instance, or Iron Cowboy. Because they've done a lot of hard things and they have realized that doing hard things is how you actually get happiness. You help other people realize that their potential is a lot higher than they think. So today's Lovergram, which is coming out I believe at 1700 hours Eastern time, is talking about love is a struggle. Love is the struggle. So doing hard things, struggling is actually where you get your most, where you get the most pride and things like that. So if you read the Lovergram, I'm gonna elaborate it on in this podcast, but I just decided to go live real quick just to announce what I'm trying out because you know what? Life is about trying different things. So that's what I'm gonna do. And this is a book I just started today. It's called The Untethered Soul. I recommend you watch the movie Soul, but we're gonna get into that. I don't wanna give away the reason for Soul. But Monday we're gonna have Love is Giving. So I had Joe on a live a few days ago. So we're gonna release that on Monday because we talked about radical acceptance. So if you're not familiar with mental fitness, the first step is radically accepting where you are. Second step is growth mindset. Third step is mindfulness, and then the fourth step is meditation. Sorry, I am a little bit under the weather. I haven't been sleeping. I've been working hard. So it's flu season, so I'm kind of fighting a flu, so that's why my voice sounds like this. But I've had some broth, drinking my water, trying to be healthy, but I gotta do the work because doing the work is actually what gives you the happiness that you desire. So as I said, love is dot 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 the struggle. So I'm gonna talk about that more. Look out for the episode dropping today on YouTube. Or you can watch it on Spotify and listen to it on Spotify. Or you can just clearly listen to the audio on Apple Podcasts. So that's all I got for right now. Tune in tonight. I will be dropping the episodes between 8 and 10 o'clock because I'm focusing on sleep. So I'm going to try to get to sleep every day by 10:30. That is the goal. But look out for the episode to drop anywhere between 8 and 10 p.m. tonight on Spotify, YouTube, and Apple Podcasts. I will drop it on YouTube for sure. Actually, on all platforms for sure. But come on YouTube because it's more fun. Anyways, thank you for listening. I'm gonna focus. My phone is off, actually. Everything is off. All my notifications are off. So if you call me, etc., you're not gonna get to me because I'm focused. People need help, and so we're here to help them. Anyways, I'm out. Deuces, and welcome to, I guess, the start of the podcast. Starting now. All right, everybody. As I said previously, this is gonna be a daily YouTube show. You can also find it on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. You can watch it on Spotify as well. But right now, I'm just recording audio because I am on my way to do some yoga. And unfortunately, I did not get a chance because I was in a meeting. I'll tell you about that in a second, but the theme of today's episode, which is going to be a short one, because you know what? All you need is a little bit every day to help you eliminate psychological suffering. So if you go to my website, shadinelkashif.com, you'll find the daily Lovergrams, okay? Basically, today's topic is about how love is the struggle. So everything's backwards. People think struggling is a bad thing, but when you overcome hard things, when you do hard things, when you struggle and you actually overcome those things, you actually feel happier. So if you guys know Tony Robbins, he's the greatest personal development person on earth. He's been doing it forever. He says progress equals happiness. In order to progress, you have to struggle. That's why I say love is the struggle. So doing the hard things is actually what helps you create. I'll give you an example. Right now, okay, I am doing a hard thing about, I'm doing something very hard, becoming an entrepreneur, sacrificing a lot of things, time, energy, not being with your family. That is unfortunately what it takes to achieve the things that you do. Like, I don't want to be working. I'm tired right now. I'd rather just go home and sleep. I'd rather go home and eat a pizza, etc., etc. But struggling, spending money that you unfortunately really can't afford is a struggle. But in order to achieve the things that you're trying to achieve, so I'm trying to help those people that are struggling psychologically, you have to struggle. There is no progress without struggle. The simplest analogy I use is muscles, right? Even relationships. So if you're in a relationship with somebody, unfortunately, I'm sure you guys know, your family becomes your biggest source of stress. Why? Because they're with you 24/7. Listen, I get annoyed of myself too, and I'm sure you get annoyed of your own family. But it is in that struggle of trying to live together in the same place, inhabiting the same place, is where you grow, where you develop that sense of like camaraderie. So if you've been to battle with somebody, if you've worked out with somebody, you've done hard things with somebody. So I used to be an emerge nurse. So the fact that we did a lot of hard things, we dealt with patients, we've seen people die, we've gone through like the battle of helping people, that brings us closer together. It's like your work family, you know, because you've been through stuff, you've struggled, you've seen people die, you've seen young people die, etc., etc. That's why I say love is the struggle. You end up kind of loving doing those hard things, because for us, we've lost a lot of people, we've tried to save. But at the same time, we've, like, for me, I'll tell you guys a story of, like, I'll tell it another time, because right now I just want to relax, because I've been working hard, I've been up since 5:30, and it is 18:12, so it's been up for 12 hours. But yeah, I'll tell you guys a story of, like, when I saved a child, a baby, and that's, like, the highlight of my career as a six-month-old, but I'll tell you another time. But we've struggled, we've lost babies, unfortunately, kids, unfortunately, it's just their time to go. I don't believe anybody dies, but that's a whole other thing. So what I'm trying to remind you this evening, because this episode is going to be released tonight or whenever you listen to this, is that love is the struggle. So get used to being uncomfortable. Get used to the struggle, because when you, like, I realize that life, you're going to have moments of happiness, but you're also going to have moments of struggle. It's a balance. It's a yin and yang. So get used to being comfortable in those uncomfortable times, because Tupac said it, through every dark night, there's a brighter day. So just remember that. Remember, love is a struggle. Don't run away from struggle, because the more you run away from something, the more it's going to run after you. That's a little complicated, but we're going to talk about that on a different episode. All right, I'm going to chill, talk to my man here, I'm going to go do some yoga. All right, remember to do three things. Always choose love. And I'm out. Peace.